ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Feet of Clay, written by Terry Pratchett, read by Nigel Planer. It was a warm spring night when a fist knocked at the door so hard that the hinges bent. A man opened it and peered out into the street. There was mist coming off the river, and it was a cloudy night. He might as well have tried to see through white velvet. But he thought afterwards that there had been shapes out there, just beyond the lights, spilling out into the road. A lot of shapes, watching him carefully. He thought maybe there'd been very faint points of light. There was no mistaking the shape right in front of him, though. It was big and dark red, and looked like a child's clay model of a man. Its eyes were two embers.
"Well, what do you want at this time of night?"
The golem handed him a slate, on which was written,
"We hear you want a golem."
Of course, golems couldn't speak, could they?
"Ha! Want? Yes. Afford? No. I've been asking around, but that's wicked the prices you're going for these days."
The golem rubbed the words off the slate and wrote,
"To you, $100.
"You're for sale?"
"No."
The golem lurched aside. Another one stepped into the light. It was also a golem. The man could see that. But it wasn't like the usual lump and clay things that you occasionally saw. This one gleamed like a newly polished statue, perfect down to the detailing of the clothes. It reminded him of one of the old pictures of the city's kings, all haughty stance and imperious haircut. In fact, it even had a small coronet moulded onto its head.
$100? Said the man suspiciously. "What's wrong with it? Who's selling it?"
"Nothing is wrong. Perfect in all detail. $90.
"Sounds like someone wants to get rid of it in a hurry."
"Golem must work. Golem must have a master."
"Yeah, right, but you hear stories. Going mad and making too many things and that?"
"Not mad. $80.
"It looks new," said the man, tapping the gleaming chest. "But no one's making golems anymore. That's what's keeping the price up beyond the purse of the small business."
He stopped.
"Is someone making them again?"
$80.
"I heard the priest's band making them years ago. A man could get in a lot of trouble."
$70.
"Who's doing it?"
$60.
"Is he selling them to Albertson? Or Spadger and Williams? It's hard enough competing as it is that they've got the money to invest in new plant."
$50.
The man walked around the golem.
"A man can't sit by and watch his company collapse under him because of unfair price cutting, I mean to say."
$40.
"Religion is all very well, but what do prophets know about profits, huh? Hmm?"
He looked up at the shapeless golem in the shadows.
"Was that $30 I just saw you write?"
"Yes."
"I've always liked dealing wholesale. Wait one moment."
He went back inside and returned with a handful of coins.
"Will you be selling any to them other bastards?"
"No."
"Good. Tell your boss it's a pleasure to do business with him. Get along inside, Sonny Jim."
The white golem walked into the factory. The man, glancing from side to side, trotted in after it and shut the door. Deeper shadows moved in the dark. There was a faint hissing. Then, rocking slightly, the big heavy shapes moved away. Shortly afterwards, and around the corner, a beggar holding out a hopeful hand for alms was amazed to find himself suddenly richer by a whole $30. He subsequently got dead drunk and was shanghaied aboard a merchantman bound for strange and foreign parts, where he met